up to Kumlan of Lakamotor, we're up to Masechta Erchid of Choftes Amar Aleph, about 20 lines on the top of the two dots. So we had a machlik is if you just said the word Cherem, you're consecrating your field, whatever it is, but you didn't specify to who it's for. Machlik, does it go to the Kainim or does it go to Bedek Abayit? Make this as Beis HaMikdash. Because it goes to the Kainim is one way, you can never get it back. If it goes to the Beis HaMikdash, you can always redeem it back. Omar Rav says, Rav, halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Seida. Halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda ben Seida, that stam, charamim, is for maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. Rav, shavik rabbonon, v'avik Rabbi Yehuda ben Seida, how can that be? He follows Rabbi Yehuda's single alone opinion. Gemara says, Braisa ivcha tanya. He found a Braisa where it says the other way around, that it's the rabbonon who say that stam charamim is bedek abayis. Says the Gemara, shavik masdisin v'avik Braisa. Okay, the Amish says one way. He found the Braisa for care, so he decided to follow the Braisa. His version of the Mishnah is actually the other way around. So my chaz is the Afchin Masnisin Mikami Braisa. He found the Braisa that reverses the name, so he decided to also change the names in the Mishnah. What's going on here? Nothing. Braisa Mikami Masnisin. Usually it's the other way around. You swap around the names in the Braisa in the way of the Mishnah. The Gemara Rav, other Rav Gemara Gomi Rav, heard a tradition from his Rebbes, that's how you're supposed to learn. It's the Rabbanon who say that Stam Charamim Berg Abayis. This is what Yaakov saw, Rabbi Yudim Seide, the Rabbanon brother said, why did he say, I follow Rabbi Yudim Seide? He should have said, I follow the Rabbanon. His version of the Rabbanon. Hochikam, Lamaid Avchitu, Vetanisu, Halacha Rabbi Yudim Seide. He says, the way I turned around, Halacha Rabbi Yudim Seide, the way we know our version. There was a person who consecrated his estate in Pompadissa, also came of Yehuda, and this is after the base of Migdash, also came of Yehuda, came for Rabbi Yehuda. Amalei said to him, you have to go ahead and swap the Kedusha onto some money. So take for the minimum for Zuzi, which is a seller. Vishadina Benara, because Stam Hegdish is Lebedek Abayis, so don't give it to Kainim. We pass him, like Rav said, from like the Rabbanon, or like who say now Mishnah, and therefore, and there's Lebedek Abayis today. And therefore, Vishadina Benara, because if you give it to Kainim, you can't swap it. Kainim, you get to keep it. So we swap it, and we toss the money into the Nara, because you don't have any Nara from it. Vidish Shalach, now you can use your field. Alma Kasavar.
Equivalent of the
Yamamela. I guess. It doesn't name it, it just says Stam Nahara.
Chuck it in the river, well, in Bubble, those are the two big rivers.
Yeah. Alva Kasava, he holds Stam Charamim Lebedek Abayis. He holds a Stam Charamim is Lebedek Abayis. Says the Gemara, so, but how can he swap a property for such a small amount of money for one shekel? Obviously, Kiman, who does he follow? Kishmul, Omar, who Shmuel says, we had on numerous occasions that Hegde is Shavimon, a Hegde can be worth $100. Nevertheless, is Yechila Shavuta, if you had, went ahead and, that, and you exchange it for a Shavuta, Mechul, it's valid. Says the Gemara, even so, Eimadam Shmuel, Shechila, Shmuel says, Chil, if he did it, by the way. Avol, Chatchil, Meyamad, did he ever say, Chatchil, you can do that? So what are you telling the Chatchil is suggesting to him to go ahead and mechal it on 4 coins? Hani mil is my beish mitikayim. That's one bit of the yevet because you're ripping off the base of Mikdash. But ikab seidus a lost base of Mikdash. Not as I feel Chatchil today. But you don't want to have you have Kodesh lying around your house. There's no base of Mikdash. Nobody's losing any money. So even Chatchil, you go ahead and swap it for that amount. Yehochi afil a pruta nami. He said, so even a pruta also. Why then four? Why a seller? Make it less. Pesulim milzah. He wanted even fire submit because if he gave a seller, it's a bit sizable amount, and you'll tell everybody what happened. People will learn this din. Omar Ula said, Ula, Yehavo Yosef. I would have been there. Have a Yehiv no kul the kainim. I would give the kainim. In other words, he holds Alma because Yehiv doesn't agree with this guy. He holds Ula stam charam the kainim. You Rav and Shmuel both paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira now Mishnah stam charamim better kavayis. But Ula paskin stam charam, he goes to kainim. I'll give it to the kainim. The Gemara Meisel has a question. It says, "Ain Eved Ivri, all the laws of Eved Ivri that you can sell them and so on. And you know, El Bezman Shai Yevul Noi can only work out in the times of Yevul Noi. Today, there's no such thing as an Eved Ivri. How do I know that? Because it says in the pasuk, Shnemar it says Ad Shnasa Yevul, he should be with you like a hired worker until Shnasa Yevul Yavet Imcha, he should work with you." Imach with you, the ain that said therefore calls man the yevul, no yevul, no ability. The ains the chen the hegit elbas man yevul no yevul. So too the law of the hachuzah, not chen. The hachuzah does not apply only when yevul applies. Because you know what's so special about the hachuzah that you buy by a fixed price in the teda and then you do deductions depending how many years you are. But remember we learned zerachim b'seidim is chamishim shekel. So that measure of 75,000 square amas, you pay 50 shekel fixed regardless of the value of the field. That's called the chuzah, and that din only applies in time of Yebel. Actually, even in time of Beis HaMikdash, when they were goyla, 2.5 shvatim, it wasn't as much as Rebbe Yisrael Yeshua, therefore there's no Yebel. There's no more that din. Then the Gemara says, Shlemet says, how do I know that? Because the pasuk that if he can't afford it, he stays in his hand until Yevil. The Yotze by Yevil v'Sholach Adosi. Only Yevil goes back. So we see that these laws apply only when there's Yevil. Ain Bati Yerachem Negev Zman Shevino. The laws of Bati Yerachem we can learn about soon. That what? If you sell a house in a walled city and you can buy it back the first year, and the din is we force the lekeach to sell it back to you whether he likes it or not, if the original owner gets into some money wants to buy it back, those din only apply while there's Yevil. Shnema, it says in Pasik that if the year goes by and he doesn't redeem it, it goes to the person who bought it forevermore, and lo yeitze b'yevil, does not go on Yevil either. You forfeit. You have 1 year to buy it back, and you can force the guy to sell it back to you. And after that, you lose it. Is lo yetsa be able? Shouldn't it doesn't go out and you able? Again, we see it's tied into yevil. So the right and the other day, but ain't the charam and the man shev noig. The dinner was the charam and the noig. Only the man shev noig. The yevil shenem it says. Well, yasod the betayse be yevil kodesh l'Hashem kizdei achedim. Feel it goes on yevil is kodesh just like the achedim. So see, the achedim also only applies when there's yevil. So we see clearly me that the achedim only applies when there's yevil. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but ain't ger teisha. So this can be our question: what's Ula and Shmuel paskening to this guy to toss the money away? And Shmuel said, "Give it to Kohen." There's no base in Mikdash. There's no Yevil then. So why would there be any din with Echidim? Shmuel Elazar, but ain't ger teisha. No, the laws of ger teisha, which says in the pasuk Chayimok, you have to help him out. Elav is manchi Yevil noig only in the times of Yevil. Ger teisha is someone who Rashi here says who's mekabel deibish and won't eat and won't serve avodah zarah. Other places it says that if he takes on himself to keep his name mitzvah b'nech. Omer my time, but what's the reason? Ask you, learn out. Toiv, toiv, deshova, toiv, toiv. See, here it says, ki toiv le'imach, that you should treat him right and he should be good with you. And then, see, how there it says, but toiv lo'i, that he's good to you, lo'i say, you shouldn't trick him. So, l'chayit, our kasha is, how can Ula and Shmuel talk about the din of Dechayim, where it ends up when there's no such thing? Lo'i kasha. If there's day, a chedim is karka, there's no din today. Only when there's yevil, which that's what the pasuk says. Al chuzasei, and habim metaltli. If there doesn't refer to shabbat chuzasei to go back, so there that applies even today if you consecrate. What about ma'aseh pabedisa b'karka? Now may have the story in pabedisa which says in the chosei, which includes his karka as well. And the gemara mekarka the chutz la'aretz ki metaltli the eretz yisrael dami. That our land the chutz la'aretz have the same din as the land as a metal din that just throw that it applies even today. Well, that's what it's worth. Yep, there's a whole diyun whether there's a din of Chanukah Sabayis in houses outside Beit Yisrael. And some Sefer says that there is, and so on and so forth. And others say there isn't, only Beit Yisrael. So here we see Karkin in Chutzla. This is like metal din Beit Yisrael. You understand what it means over here, but yeah. Says the Bishmaite, Bishmaite, Mikosvech, and one pasuk says, Takdish, that we had before in the Mishnah, that you can, if you make a chedim of kachim, then it's the kavis anor that you have in it, unless you said a lie on me, so then it's the full value. And then when it comes to pchoid, tamanak, or mum, how much would you pay to what do you call it? How much would Yisrael pay to you so he can give it to his grandson or his nephew, what do you call it, a coin? So Rabbi Shmuel says, I'll bring another pasuk. Shmuel says, you brought the pasuk from Kodesh Hashem. I'll bring another pasuk. Because one pasuk says, Taktish. One pasuk says, by B'choid. Call up B'choid, it says, Taktish. You should make them holy. Another pasuk, it says, Taktish Hashem. That you should make it holy. Another pasuk says, that B'choid, lo yaktish ish oisu. Don't make it hegdish. If shalom etakdish, should make it hegdish. Don't make it hegdish. If shalom loyakdish, right name etakdish. Okay, it says magdishay ata hegdish ili, viata magdishay hegdish lebech. You cannot make it another carbon. You can't make another carbon, but you could make it kodesh that the value or the tovus and all you have in it, I can give it to a kohen. So he learns from a different pasuk, not from the pasuk before. Rabbanan, al takdish. Those who learn from the other pasuk we had before. Keres Hashem. What do they do with this pasuk? The boiler they need for Because Rabbanon use a pasuk called Chedim Koyde Kedoshim Hul Hashem, that even Koyde Kedoshim, if you turn it into Chedim, is also you get to, you give some of it to the Eibishter. They use this pasuk Lalav, that you get an Aveda. Taktish, but Boyle Gitanya Menayim Noel B'Choy B'Yedim, it's like this. And Taktish, they use that even though it's automatic, the firstborn of the B'Choy, it's a mitzvah to actually enunciate those words. Kaddish. And it says, Hazacha Taktish. Rabbi Shmuel, Eloi Magdish Leiloi Kaddish. Kushosa Merechem have a. Rabbi Kaddish says that if you weren't Magdish, it's not Kaddish. It's because it's born. The Kimdich Leiloi Magdish Leiloi Kaddish, it's all like Mishra. What's the point of saying it? If I use it for this other Drasha. Hadan Aloch, Hamagdish Sadei, we're up to now Pedic, Hamoycha Sadei. Says the Gemara, the final pedig in this Masechta. Hamoicher esadei b'shnasa yevul. If you sell a field in the time of yevul, einu mutter liga pachas mishnei shanim. Says the pasuk mishnei shnei tvuah. So you have to let the guy have it for at least 2 years. But after 2 years, you want to redeem it, you can, against the will of the lekech. Lekech can't say, I don't want to sell back to you. You can buy it, you can get it back, and. And what do you call it? And you have to pay the value, whatever the market value is, and according to the number of years that are left. And it depends what you sold to him for. You sold it for $10 for 10 years, so then it's $1 a year, and I'm buying it back after 5 years. I have to pay him the $5 back.
What's the cheshbon of 10 years?
I'll give him muscle here.
Because since it never goes back in general, it's only these 2 years that you got the opportunity. See, with fields, you got an opportunity after 2 years, there's no time to redeem it from Yovel. So you count how many years to Yovel.
Yeah.
But here, after 2 years, this thing doesn't go back. It's
what do you mean?
In other words, we're talking about a. Oh, it's a Sodi, sorry.
Yeah, buy it, but come here. It says the positive be mismash shnei tvuas according to the count of the years of tvuas yim kolach. What about during those 2 years? Hoisa shnashe duffen. You know there was a terrible drought for Yerukin, and it became yellow. They didn't grow. Or shnashe vias or shmita. You couldn't use the year. And you know what I mean? It's that part of the minyan. To be 2 years that generate tvuas. Not if you plowed or you had weed or you left it alone. Oil me and you decided, oh, you're not to do anything with it. That's his cheshbon, and therefore you could have grown if you wanted to. Abelazar says, "Mochra lifnei rishon." Let's say he sold it for rishon when the crop was full. You may have paid this. Had a ezer chomer shalosh tvuim b'shesh shanim. He still has 2 full years. I have 3 harvests. That's his luck. You can't tell him at the end of the 2 years, "I want it back exactly the way I sold to you with a full harvest." It doesn't work that way because it doesn't. Because it can be even three crops you can have in those 2 years. Says the Gemara. What's it? Yeah. He's not allowed to buy it back within the first 2 years. You can't force you to sell back to you. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to buy it back from him in the first 2 years. Allowed to think I have it. What do you mean? I'm not allowed to even show him a wallet full of bills so that he should be tempted to want to sell them. No, not only I can't force him, I can't even cajole him. I can't even convince him, persuade him, anything. The seller is not allowed to sell it back. You know what I'm saying? You must sell for a minimum of a number of years, 2 years. Even lekech is even aveya. The binyan, because it says the posse that he should buy it, it says the mispashanim after you able tikna, he should buy it. He has a chiva say to keep it. Very hard to understand. What's wrong if he decides to give it back or sell it back? Maybe this is going to force people to think twice before they sell a field, because they know for a minimum of 2 years he can't even get it back, so he'll won't sell it. He'll be a reluctant seller. Eat what we learned. What about Hamoicha we had before about Magdish? What about Hamoicha Sodei B'shnasei Yevul Atzmo? You sold your field in the year of Yevul itself. Is it sold, but immediately go right back to you. Because what happens is if you sell a field and before Yevul, come back to Yevul, sell and Yevul, come right back to you. Shmuel Amein Mechura Kolik, it's not even a sale. My time of the Shmuel Kavachem. Madach mechuda kvar sold you previously. Yoitza, it goes out on Yevul. She'ena mechuda, if it wasn't sold previously, just now. Ena dinshleit imocha, I can't sell in the first place. And give back my money. Ularav, according to Rav, loy amrina kavachemir, ki haigavna. Rav doesn't agree with this kavachemir. But Tanya, we learned, yochel yimker odnum is bitte kishinayda. I would have thought that you can sell a girl, a May, a Yiddish girl, when she's 12 years old. It's kavachemir. Madach mechuda kvar sold at the age of Moshe of 8. Achshav goes out at the age of 12. She ain't mechuda. So Achshav now ain't a mechuda. If it wasn't sold, ain't a din shloitim achshav. So if you didn't sell it all, you want to sell at the age of 12. Surely it's not a sale. says, well, that's not a good kavu chema. Even though by omer vidin, it's a good kavu chema, but you can't use it here when it comes to selling in the area of it. Why not? Hasam de la hodlam is davna. Once you sold your girl once and she was freed, so she's at age of 12 or whatever, she can never be sold a second time, ever. Let's say I sold it before Yevil, I got it back Yevil. Next year, I can sell it again. 2 years after Yevil, I can sell it again.
Or even within the same cycle.
Yeah, in the same cycle as well. But the problem is, Yevil gave it back to you. They were Shei Shon that gave it back. Or Nidus, Simon and Nidus. Where Simon and Nidus gave it back, you can't sell it afterwards. You can't sell it afterwards. Mashiach and Yevil will give it back to you, sell it right afterwards again. Okay. Mace, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Ebraisa, it says in the Pasuk, Achara Yevil, you should buy for a number of years. Achara Yevil, you should buy Tikne, Achara Yevil, Shonim, after Yevil, it says in the Pasuk, it says, Mispar Shonim, Achara Yevil, Tikne. So Dashin, that after Yevil, right away, you can sell it. Is Shonim, Tikne, has to buy it for 2 years. Like we just said, there's an Aveda for a buyer to try to sell it back to the original owner within 2 years. Tikne melamed shemoichri samuch leyevul. So take a look, me, you can buy it right after yevul. Melamed shemoichri yevul. You can sell it and you can buy it right after yevul. Muflig mina yevul. I know. Okay, so we know you can sell it right after yevul. What about 5 years after yevul? I know you can sell it then. Maybe for found some loymer. So the posse, you have to calculate. If you reivish, depending how many years are left until yevul, you make a chesed. And depending how many or how few years are left. So clearly from here it says if you're shonim, it says clear in the pasuk, you can sell even like close possible to Yevil. Tamlin if you're shonim, me the shonim. This says the Braisa, Ubishnas Yevil after Loyimka. It says clear in the Braisa, the year of Yevil you cannot sell. The if you did sell the year in Mukhura. Nutakasha Rab says you can sell it, you can go back. I'm looking Rab. Ain't a mechura. You know what it means? Mechura, not that it's not a sale. It means you cannot sell it for the 2 years the Taylor says. The mispush nate for us. I'm a mechura in the yaitza.
Yes.
Sale is a sale. Sale is a sale. But I go right back. Yeah. What do we go right back? If it's a sale, it's a sale. It means the guy loses the money. Coin to Shmuel, there's no sale. I gave you $100 to buy your field. There's no sale. So you keep the money and I keep the field. Coin to Rab, you gave me $100 to buy the field. I keep the $100. Because, and I get the field right back. There's a sale. There was a sale, and you gave me money for it. And he's supposed to calculate me on how much time was there left to Yevil? 5 seconds, or no seconds. So therefore you gave me the money. Says the Gemara, but what does he claim? So Rav says, what do you mean, ain't more that it's sold? It's not a sale that remains. It goes right back. V'i davuni mizdavet tekin b'shusei ad bosu Yevil. If Gemara asks, that if you tell me it's a sale, why doesn't it remain within 2 years? Pasuk is clear, there's a sale, it remains within 2 years. Ad Basayevu, Nechlishnei Tvus. If you tell me, according to Rav, it's a real sale, the Taita says, when you sell it, Mispashonim Achayevu Tikne, within 2 years. Nurucha should stay within 2 years. And how do I know that even the Yevu that should work? Because it says, Miloy Tanya, Miloy Braisa, Ochlishon Achaz Lifne Yevu, Mashlishon Achaz Achri Yevu. If I bought a field 1 year before the Yevu, I don't give it back to you in Yevu. I get to keep it so I can have another year because I have to have 2 years. So if I sold on Yevu and could you have it to sale, then what do you mean right back? I should have it for 2 years. Big difference. Hasam nochila achila, hachala nochila achila. There I bought a year before Yevu, so I had 1 year that I had, I was able to have a crop. So therefore, since I was already, it's already chal and I had the crop, I need my second year. You look at chila bought in Yevu when there's no crop. So therefore, you have nothing. I heard from Shmuel. Taught you two things. What first this din over here that it's not a sale, and the idach and the other din that I heard. And I look at Shmuel. The other thing I heard is that if you sell a slave to a goy, the din is that you have to set him free. He goes free. Cancel you because you're denying him the opportunity to do all the mitzvahs that are necessary. You have to go ahead and redeem him no matter how much it costs, add the sort of the matter, and to free him because you took away his mitzvahs. Or the same thing for yourself, mitzvah, the chutz laretz. One of them I heard that the money goes back. And the chod, one of them I heard One of these two sales, that the sale is not a sale, and therefore the money goes back to the original owner. And one word, that even though the sale is not a sale, you lose your money. And I don't remember, which one is it? Even though I told you before, that by if you on Yovel, that you get to keep the money, he said, I'm not sure if it's Yovel, you get to keep the money, the seller, and he gets a feel back. Or is in the case of the Eved, that if he sold it to Chutz La'aretz, the guy gets to keep the money and has to buy it right back. Over and above, you know. So the Gemara, and I don't know which one it is. Rashi asks, if you're going to say according to Shmuel, you also get your money back. So, okay, let's go. Back to the Gemara. Let's see. The time we learned the Braisa Moichir Avde Bechutz La'aretz. We learned when you sell your Eved in Chutz La'aretz, you get something free. Vitzorah get the Sheikh Merab Sheini, and you have to go and redeem him from the second Balabos. And you need a shtar to the free, that you need a shtar to free an Eved. So we see the sale is real. Because if there's no sale here, what do you need a shtar for? Shema Mino is a clotted eye that the sale is real. We call him his master, Alma Lahadizvini. That if he sold it to somebody, he gets to keep the money. The sale is a real sale, and he gets to keep the money. Give it back to him. And our Gemara over here, that is, that if you sold the property on the year of Yovel, there's no sale at all, and therefore the money goes right back to the original owner. But Rabbanon, who asked this question, what's his problem? Rabbanon, never heard of this Braisa. Because Gemara, if you heard the Braisa about the Eved, you wouldn't even have a suffix. Udishmol, and how do we know Shmuel Taka? Hobemai, the Ein Mechuru Moit Chayzin. How do we know that according to Shmuel, if there's no sale, the money goes right back? Maybe Dilma Ein Mechuru Moit Matana. Sometimes we say that if he knows for sure that there's nothing happened, he gave you money, he wanted it in a very nice way, very circumspect. He decided to give you, the money as a matana. This way, it looks like a deal instead of tzedakah or something. We learned if you mekadesh somebody, your sister. We learned a mekadesh achoisa. If you mekadesh your sister, which everyone knows is not a valid solution. Rav amar moiz chayz. Rav says you get the money back. Shmuel amar moiz matana. You know you can't marry a sister. So if you gave the money to her, you gave it to her. You wanted to be nice and give it in a way that's a dignified way. So maybe the same thing over here. Also, you get to keep the money. So the bottom line is by Yovel, you don't get to keep the money, you give the money right back. There's no sale, you give the money right back. You give the money back. Let him keep it as a matana. My cousin, why do you deem it fake? By the Mechida, by Yevil, we said you get to keep the money. By the Mechida, we said you sold it. It's, even though it's not a sale, I get to keep your money. And by an Eved,
keeps the money and the Eved goes free.
Yeah. No, by the Mechida by Yovel. The din is, we just said the Mechida by Yovel, the din is that the money goes back. By Eved, the buyer gets the buyer money is given, and he has to, we have to give the Eved back from him. By the Mechida, we say that the sale isn't a sale, and he gets the money back. By Mechida by Yovel, he gets the money back. No, I'll look at it again tomorrow. We'll learn it again tomorrow. We'll resume this tomorrow. Run hold.